Coffee Break Chinese, Season 1, Episode 36.
Coffee Break Chinese. 我是 Crystal.
我是马克. And we are delighted to be back with another episode of Coffee Break Chinese. As you know, we are following the adventures of Mark in China over the past few lessons. We've been listening to some conversations that I recorded when I was in China recently, visiting my friend Hong Yu, and we had some interesting conversations in various places. And today we are going shopping. There's actually a little bit of a bonus in this episode because we've got two recorded conversations. I was shopping for some postcards and then also shopping for some clothes. So we've got two separate conversations to listen to, and I think we should get straight into them. Obviously, we'll go through everything in detail and we'll explain with Crystal's help exactly what is going on.
好.
准备好了吗?
开始吧.
Okay, so as I explained, in this first conversation, I am shopping for postcards. Let's have a listen to the conversation, and then, as usual, we'll split it up and go into things in more detail.
你好。这儿有明信片吗?
有,就在那儿,报纸的旁边。啊,是的,谢谢。这儿有邮票吗?
你要寄到哪儿?
2张寄到美国。 2张寄到英国
好的,给你邮票
一共多少钱?
明信片2块1张 邮票20块 一共28块
好的,给你钱
谢谢,这是找你的钱 再见
Okay, quite a short conversation there, but I wonder if our listeners worked out where my postcards are going to. Let's have a listen to the first section of this, and we will see exactly what's going on, again with Crystal's help.
你好。你好。这儿有明信片吗? 有,就在那儿,报纸的旁边。Okay,
Crystal, what was my question?
这儿有明信片吗?
So... 这有, here you have 明信片吗? And that is postcards.
Mm-hmm.
And what did the lady respond?
有,就在那儿,报纸的旁边。Right,
so we do have 有, and then she explains exactly where they are in the shop. Let's hear what she said.
就在那儿,报纸的旁边。Right,
so we've got, first of all, 就在那儿, so I get the 在那儿, it is over there, but what's the 就?
就 is just.
All right, so just over there.
Yeah.
And then she explained exactly where they were in relation to something else, in relation to the 报纸.
Newspaper.
Newspapers. So 旁边.
Next to.
Next to. So 报纸的旁边.
Next to the newspapers.
Okay, good. Okay, let's listen to the next section.
啊,是的,谢谢。 这儿有邮票吗?
你要寄到哪儿?
Okay, so I ask for something else. I ask if she has any stamps.
Mm-hmm.
What's the word for stamp?
邮票.
邮票. So I said, here, do you have any stamps? 这儿有邮票吗? No, that's wrong tones there. 邮票.
对.
邮票. So 这儿有邮票吗?
Uh-huh.
Do you have any stamps? And what does the lady ask?
你要寄到哪儿?
Can you explain that word for word, Crystal?
你, you, 要, want to, 寄 means to post, 到, to, 哪儿, where.
Right, so you want to post to where, okay? So let's have a listen to what I asked. I needed 2 stamps for one place and 2 stamps for another place.
2张寄到美国,2张寄到英国。
好的,给你邮票。Okay,
so did you work out where my stamps were for? I needed 2 to post to
美国,
America, the United States, and then also 2 for
英国,
to the United Kingdom. So the lady gave me my stamps. She said, 给你邮票. And my next question is about how much it costs altogether. Let's listen.
一共多少钱?
明信片2块1张, 邮票二十块，一共二十八块。
Okay, we'll just stop her there. She does speak quite quickly, so Crystal, can you give us that whole sentence, but a little more slowly, please?
好。明信片两块一张，邮票二十块，一共二十八块。
Right, so what she's saying is that the postcards are 2 kuai each one.、
Mm-hmm.
So, 明信片两块一张、
mm-hmm.
And then the stamps are 20 kuai. Is、
yeah.
that all together?
Yeah.
So they're 20 in total.
Yeah.
And、therefore, 一共二十八块 So, altogether, it's 28 kuai.
对。
Right.I then give over the money and she gives me my change.
明信片两块一张，邮票二十块，一共二十八块。
好的，给你钱。
谢谢，这是找你的钱，再见。
Okay, what we're going to do now is listen to that whole conversation again. And now that we've went through it, hopefully it will all make sense. After that, we'll have a break and we'll be back with the second conversation in today's lesson.
好的。
你好，
你好，
这儿有明信片吗？
有，就在那儿，报纸的旁边。
啊，是的，谢谢。这儿有邮票吗？
你要寄到哪儿？
两张寄到美国，两张寄到英国。
好的，给你邮票。
一共多少钱？
明信片两块一张，邮票二十块。一共二十八块。
好的，给你钱。
谢谢，这是找你的钱，再见。
We'd like to take this opportunity to remind you that you can get more out of your Coffee Break Chinese experience by signing up for our full course on the Coffee Break Academy.In addition to the audio lessons, you'll get access to bonus listening materials, lesson notes, and video versions of each lesson, showing the Mandarin words and phrases written out in pinyin and Chinese characters. You can find out more at coffeebreakchinese.com. Okay, so it's time for our second conversation in today's lesson. And this is another shopping conversation when I was off to buy some clothes、
mm-hmm.
to as a souvenir from my trip to China. Once again, we'll listen to the whole conversation first and then we'll go through it in more detail. So let's have a listen now.
欢迎光临，您需要帮助吗？
谢谢，我只是看看。
好的，如果有需要，您就叫我。
这件衬衫不错。
If you want to try it on, you can say, 我可以试试吗？
我可以试试吗？
当然可以，这边请，试衣间在那边。
Okay, Hongyu, before I try this on, I need your help with some words. What is small?
Well, you know this. Think of primary school, little school.
小
对, so do you remember what big is?
I think 大学 is big school or university, so can I use 大?
当然可以, too small is 太小了。
So would too big be 太大了?
对。
谢谢。你好,这件太小了。
我找一下。在这儿，您试试这件。
好的，谢谢。
这件怎么样？
这件很好。
非常好，您还需要什么？
我不懂。
Well, she's asking if you need anything else. If you don't, you can say not need anything. 不用了。
不用了，谢谢。我可以刷卡吗？
可以。您需要袋子吗？
我要袋子。
一共199元，请给我您的信用卡。
给。
请输入密码。
好的。
谢谢，欢迎您再来。
再见。
Okay, another interesting conversation. Now, I'm buying an item of clothing in this episode, in this conversation. Crystal, what is the word for the item of clothing I'm buying?
衬衫.
衬衫. So it's not a t-shirt, but a shirt.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm buying a shirt in a clothes shop. Let's go through the conversation and explain everything that's covered.
好.
欢迎光临，您需要帮助吗？
谢谢，我只是看看。
Okay, Crystal, how did the shop assistant start?
欢迎光临。
So there's a welcome there. And what's the...
光临。
光临。
Your visit. You honor us with your presence.
Ah, okay, right. So I'm honoring them with the with my presence. Mm-hmm. And she then asks...
您需要帮助吗？
So do you need any help?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I use my favorite phrase that I used many, many, many times when I was in China. And that was, thank you, but I'm just looking.
Mm-hmm. 谢谢,我只是看看。
We've seen that before. We've learned that phrase. It's a very useful phrase for when you're shopping. What I did find when I was doing that, it didn't normally stop them from coming and offering me more things. It didn't really seem to work. I thought that would give me some time. But very often people just kept bringing me things. Would I like to buy this? Would I like to buy that? And particularly in souvenir shops, I have to say. Anyway, so I said I was just looking. And the lady said then, great, if you need any help, just give me a shout.
Mm-hmm. 好的,如果有需要,您就叫我。
So, 叫, is that like call?
Yeah,
just call me. So, it's the same call as in I call myself. 我叫。
Slightly different.
Different
我叫,
character?
I am same character.
Okay.
我叫, Crystal.
Mm-hmm.
I am called Crystal.
Mm-hmm.
And 叫我, meaning call out for me or shout. Okay. Give me
shout
a shout.
Yeah.
Yeah. Same, but not exactly the same.
Okay. Same character though?
Yes, yes.
It's as good enough as the same for me then. it's a surprise when it is the same character. I always expect it's going to be a different character. Okay, so let's listen to that section.
好的,如果有需要,您就叫我。
Okay, so I have a look around and then I spot something that I like. And what do I ask? Let's listen.
这件衬衫不错。
So I've spotted something and I say this shirt isn't bad. 这件衬衫不错,
mm-hmm.
It's not bad. Then Hong Yu makes a suggestion.
If you want to try it on, you can say 我可以试试吗?
我可以试试吗?
当然可以,这边请, 试衣间在那边。
So does the shop assistant say, of course?
Yeah.
What's the word for that?
当然, of course, 可以, you can.
Of course you can, okay. Mm-hmm. And then she invites me to follow her,
This way, please.
This way, please. And then she goes on to say?
试衣间在那边. 试 is to try.
Mm-hmm.
衣 is clothes. 间 is a room. So try clothes room.
The changing rooms or the fitting rooms.
Mm-hmm.
And what does she say?
在那边, over there.
Right. So the fitting rooms are over there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then Hong Yu and I have a little conversation about the words that I may need if it's too big, too small, and so on. Let's listen to this.
Okay, Hong Yu, before I try this on, I need your help with some words. What is small?
Well, you know this. Think of primary school, little school.
小.
对, so do you remember what big is?
I think 大学 is big school or university, so can I use 大?
当然可以. Too small is 太小了.
So would too big be 太大了?
对.
谢谢.
So Mark, you have tried it on,
mm-hmm.
and you came back with a verdict. How was it?
Well, let's have a listen.
你好,这件太小了。
我找一下。在这儿,您试试这件。
好的,谢谢。
So the problem with the first shirt I tried on was that it was too small. 太小了。
对。
Okay, so what does the lady say?
我找一下。
What does that mean?
我 I 找 look for 一下 meaning very briefly.
Okay,
quickly,
I'll have a quick look.
I have a quick look. 在这儿 here.
Mm-hmm.
您试试这件, you try this one.
This one, okay. Of course, in this kind of situation, I knew what she was meaning because I was there. She was actually giving me the shirt to try on. So I try on the other one and she asks me how that one is.
这件怎么样?
这件很好。
So this one is very good. It fits perfectly. Okay, now the next part is sort of self-explanatory because Hongyu explains what's going on.
非常好。您还需要什么?
我不懂。Well, she's asking if you need anything else. If you don't, you can say not need anything. 不用了。
不用了,谢谢。
Okay, so it's now time to pay for my item. I ask the question, can I pay by card?
我可以刷卡吗?
可以。您需要袋子吗?
我要袋子。
Again, another example of a word that I really only understood from the context because she was handing me the bag. She was showing me the shopping bag. Do I need a bag? Do you need a bag? And I said, 我要袋子。I need a bag. Let's listen now to the price. The altogether, 一共, let's listen to what the price is of the item.
一共199元,请给我您的信用卡。
给。
Okay, so what price was it? Can you give us the price again, Crystal?
199元。
So 199 yuan.
对。
199. And then I handed over my credit card, and she asked me to do one other thing.
请输入密码。
Let's listen to this part.
请输入密码。
好的。
谢谢，欢迎您再来。
再见。
Okay, so once again, I understood what was going on because I was there. The lady offered me the card machine. I guess I had to put in my PIN code. Yep. She actually used the word that we've used for a password before. So what was that?
密码。
密码。So the password or the PIN code. And can you give us the phrase again that she said?
请输入密码。
So what's the 输入?
输入 to input.
Right, can you put in your code? Can you input your code, your PIN code? And then as I was leaving, she said, 欢迎 again. So she was welcome me back the next time or something
That's
like
right.
that.
That's right. See you again.
See you again. So let's hear that one, that word again.
欢迎再来。
So 欢迎再来。So welcome, come back.
Yeah, the 再 is a key here, again.
Mm-hmm. Again.
So come again.
Come again, right. Mm-hmm. Excellent. Okay, again, we're going to listen to this whole conversation. And afterwards, Hongyu and I recorded a sort of update on how things were going during my trip to China.
欢迎光临,您需要帮助吗?
谢谢,我只是看看。
好的,如果有需要,您就叫我。
这件衬衫不错。
If you want to try it on, you can say, 我可以试试吗?
我可以试试吗?
当然可以,这边请,试衣间在那边。
Okay, Hongyu, before I try this on, I need your help with some words. What is small?
Well, you know this, think of primary school, little school.
小。
对, so do you remember what big is?
I think 大学 is big school or university, so can I use 大?
当然可以, too small is 太小了。
So would too big be 太大了?
对。
谢谢。你好,这件太小了。
我找一下。在这儿，您试试这件。
好的，谢谢。
这件怎么样？
这件很好。
非常好，您还需要什么？
我不懂。
Well, she's asking if you need anything else. If you don't, you can say not need anything. 不用了。
不用了，谢谢。我可以刷卡吗？
可以。您需要袋子吗？
我要袋子。
一共199元，请给我您的信用卡。
给。
请输入密码。
好的。
谢谢，欢迎您再来。
再见。
So Mark, how are things going so far?
I think things are going well. 很好. I think, obviously, I'm delighted to be here in a new city in Beijing and to experience the city, to visit many places, although we've only been here a couple of days. What I'm finding is that trying to say things is obviously the difficult part, but it's probably even more difficult trying to understand what people are saying back to me.
Well, I think the best things to do is you pick out the words you recognize.
Yeah, I think that is exactly what I'm trying to do, trying to pick out those words, but also trying to sort of prepare for what someone might say to me so that I can remember those words, or indeed trying to prepare what I'm going to say. I probably rehearsed for about 3 minutes before I had the courage to ask for 买单 last night at the restaurant.
买单, you might say that a lot. Did you enjoy shopping today?
I think shopping, the postcard bit was okay because I can manage the buying stamps and things, but shopping for a shirt was quite tricky because I had to learn some new words. I think I learned xiao, well, I kind of knew that already, and da, but the whole idea of something being too big or too small, is that tai da le?
Yes, if you want to say too big, you can say tai da le. So how to say too small?
Tai xiao le.
Very good. 非常好.
If something was too good, could we say tai hao le? Oh, that's something that we say, actually. Tai hao le.
That's correct. We can say tai hao le. Very good.
Okay. Yeah. Right. So if I, let's say if I'm too tired, could I say tired as lei?
Yes, lei is tired.
So would I say tai lei le?
That's correct. 对, tai lei le means you're very tired.
Okay, so I'm too tired to do anything else this evening.
Well, I should say 晚安, good night.
Okay, sounds good. What's coming up? What are we doing tomorrow?
Tomorrow is a surprise. You and the listener will have to wait to find out.
I look forward to it. I can say that. 我期待. How do I say it?
Well, in this case, you just say 我期待, 我很期待.
我很期待. We will indeed have to wait until the next episode to find out what that surprise is that Hongyu has in store. However, if you would like the transcript of this episode, along with the lesson notes and the video version and the bonus audio materials, then you can find all of that at coffeebreakchinese.com.
Don't forget that you can follow Coffee Break Chinese on social media. Just search for Coffee Break Chinese on Facebook. We are at Learn Chinese on Twitter, and you can also keep up with the Coffee Break team on Instagram. Just search for Coffee Break Languages. Post a comment and let us know how you're getting on learning Chinese with us.
But for now, 再见!
谢谢,再见!
You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.